Okay, listen. What? I'm getting really sick and tired of losing my tool to you, okay?
What are you talking to me for?
Who else has access to my toolbox?
You never lock them.
I should not.
How should you, as a leader, deal with worker-to-worker accusations? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and today we're going to talk about what happens when one leader tells you something about what another worker might be doing. This is a bit of a touchy situation for many leaders because the informant, or the person telling you the information, really wants you to go and do something or say something to another worker, but you may not have actually observed the behavior that they're commenting on. This puts you in a tricky spot if you think about it, because if you just go up and say, it's come to my attention that you've been doing this, that might not sit well with the other worker. They might be thinking about how to get even rather than owning up to the situation. So I've got a few tips for you. Tip number one, determine the seriousness of it. If it turns out that the accusation being leveled are things like theft or assault or harassment or bullying, then you're going to have to act on it as a leader, even if the person who's telling you about it isn't willing to come forward. Because now it's been brought to your attention, and so you have to start an investigation and rectify it. If it turns out it's really more of a nuisance or an annoyance factor and nothing illegal, then you're going to have to simply take it as information that you can then go and observe for yourself. So depending on the seriousness, you'll either have to start an investigation immediately, even if you can't observe the behavior yourself, or you might just have to kind of take it under advisement. Second thing, and of course it ties into that first tip, is to try and observe the behavior yourself. If someone brings something to your attention, then you need to be visible in the workforce and also to see what the behaviors are that are going on. If you notice them directly, then you don't have to blame another worker for why it's come to your attention. You've simply noticed it and seen it, and therefore you can comment on it directly. And the third tip I have is ask the complainer for their desired remedy. This sounds a bit odd, but in a way, if someone brings something to your attention, it's fair for you to ask, so what would you like me to do about this? Because if they do bring something to your attention, but they're not willing to go on the record with that information, they're not willing to speak up against one of their coworkers, then they're putting you in a very difficult place as a supervisor. And what you can let them know is, unless you're willing to come forward, I simply have to take your information as a tip and I'm going to have to see it for myself before I can really comment on it. Again, that wouldn't apply if it was a really serious situation, but if it's more of just an annoyance, then, you know, you can't do too much as a leader. Now, once you've been able to handle worker-to-worker accusations and mostly keep people focused on their own work while you observe things going on in the work group, you're going to want to work on some of your other leadership attributes. And of course, you can do that with our live on-site training or public workshops, our virtual live training where we deliver it using our virtual training studio, or our on-demand learning products that we have through our website. Any one of those starts with a conversation, and you can reach out to us at uniquedevelopment.com. Also, why not join with other like-minded leaders in one of our many social media platforms? I look forward to partnering with you on your leadership journey.